be afraid, I will have faith, Jesus is with me. I'm never alone, 24 hours a day. No matter what comes, I will not run, I will take courage and conquer every worry in my life. Did I fail? My enemy lies, telling me I'm not gonna make it. He wants me to think that I'm weak and I'm gonna fall. God is my shield and I know he'll never forsake me. For faithful is the Lord of my salvation who calls. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. Secure in Jesus, standing firmly in his strength, and it is mine. Thanks be to God who always leads me into his triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord, I'm a conqueror. I'm wearing a smile, I am God's child, born of the Spirit, hidden in Christ, living in heaven above. No demon of hell, Satan himself, cannot get near me. I'm resting in the grace of God that keeps me in his love. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. I am secure in Jesus, standing firmly in his strength, and in his might. Thanks be to God who always leads me into his triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror.
Pastor Kyle, good to be back with y'all again. Been a dynamic weekend last weekend when I wasn't here, and I appreciate Pastor Gary filling in for me. But I was at the conference in Bozeman. What a powerful conference that was. It's 480 some people there, I guess it was, and there was just nowhere for anybody to sit. If you call in, like to call in and listen by phone, the number is 657-383-0134, 657-383-0134. That'll also be the call-in number later on in the program when I take phone calls. But, yes, it's Pastor John Kyle, and this is Deliverance Today broadcast. And today is, wow, it's already June, of course. We're looking at June 6th already. Wow, how fast the time has passed, man. I tell you. But anyway, yes, the conference last week, dynamic, powerful. God really moved in awesome ways. And I mean, wow, I just can't even put it all into words. The things that were shared by the different speakers, we had myself and Russ Dididar, Steve Quayle, and Greg Evenson. And we had some surprise speakers, too. Had Coach Dave, he spoke a little bit, too. That was really great. And a brother with has tattoos on his body that came out of that, talking about the dangers of that whole lifestyle and all that. He shared a little bit. It was just all really just wonderful, powerful. Pastor David Langford did the Sunday morning service, and I got called out of there before it was over because somebody was supposedly going to commit suicide, so one of them did some deliverance going there, so I didn't get to be a part of that whole meeting there, but I went out and prayed for somebody, did deliverance. Of course, we did deliverance almost all the time. I missed out a lot of things, but that's okay, because that's what I was there for, to minister to people and see people get set free from demons. And boy, did they. We had a lot of good testimonies of what the Lord did in people's lives from deliverance and getting set free from the demon. And boy, wow, it was just great, just wonderful. Met Sheila Zielinski. She was there as well. And Doug Hagman was there, Doug and Joe Hagman. W was there. We just really powerful time, and just blessed to be there. Man, I tell you, something that Brother Russ was sharing with me, plus I looked it up myself because I said, man, this is unbelievable. But I want to just share a little bit of this news tonight that I did. I checked it out myself. Couldn't believe it's going on. This is really, how dumb can you get and still breathe? And that's the category I got to give it. But how many of you have heard of grave sucking? It's also called mantle grabbing. Well, you know, Bill Johnson out at Bethel says that there are anointing mantles, revelations, and mysteries that have lain unclaimed. And so now they've got these people with the Bill Johnson ministries and the Bethel ministries out there. They lay on the grave of a dead saint who was supposedly anointed in this life when they were alive, you know. They were supposedly anointed when they were alive. So they go and lay on that grave. They lay on that grave and try to get the anointing from their dead bones. Well, you know, that is just plain weird. They said it's a quick route to the Holy Spirit anointing, and they, of course, used that scripture where they threw the dead man in the grave as Elisha, and he came alive. Well, yeah, right, but that's not what that's talking about, laying on top of Elijah's grave. That man that came alive, there is no indication that he was anointed or that he went out into some type of new ministry because he got thrown in. No, he just came back to life. It doesn't say anything about him getting Elisha's anointing or anything like that. In fact, the Old Testament actually says grave touching is unclean under the Old Covenant. In Numbers 19:16, it talks about grave touching being unclean. So this is just not God. I don't see it as God. I see it as a way to probably pick up demons. If you go laying on people's grave, you likely get some demons, because a lot of demons hang out in the graveyards, right? So some devils, all right, not a mantle of somebody's anointing, that's for sure. Anyway, just thought that was something very interesting. Also, Justin Peters was given the mic by Todd Bentley recently, and Justin called, someone a worker of iniquity, and so reading from a particular scripture in Matthew, and so when he did that, Todd Bentley asked Justin, well, who is this worker of iniquity? And Justin Peters said, well, you are. Well, they immediately took the mic away from him and removed him from the building and called the police on him and the few people that were with him. He didn't want to be confronted or called anything. You know, he didn't want to be called on the carpet for his ungodly lifestyle. Anyway, another one is after a string of famous celebrities endorsed Planned Parenthood, it now says, Planned Parenthood is saying now that it has God's endorsement as well. They actually concluded a 40 days of prayer for choice. Well, who are they praying to? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't think so. But anyway, they're calling, of course, good evil and evil good. That's what we see, and that's so much of what's happening in these last days that's been going on. And so, yeah, they think they're saying God's endorsing Planned Parenthood. God's endorsing abortion? Is that right? Well, boy, somebody's not reading their Bible. But to me, that sounds like murder. Doesn't sound like God's that's a God I know. He doesn't endorse abortion, but that's kind of like that new Noah film. You know, God's killing people. You know, God's into environmentalism, and anybody that doesn't want to keep take care of Mother Earth, and God kills them off. Well, see, this is just a Hollywood interpretation of God, worldly interpretations of God, and of course we see that we live in a time where people don't interpret God correctly anyway. They get wrong interpretations of God. And so they're going to pervert the gospel of grace. They're going to pervert the gospel of Jesus, and that's what we see going on, is a perversion of the gospel, a perversion of truth, and instead of truth, we have lies. And so, yes, we live in that kind of an age, that kind of time, and Lord help us, because we've got to stand for truth when everybody else seems to be standing for lies and deception and departing from the truth, departing from the gospel. Well, we're going to get into word here in a minute, but I just share a little bit more about that conference. Just powerful, you know, after the services, and of course they did record the conference, and if you'd like to get a set of the conference DVDs, you get them at Steve's site or the Whitestone Remnant conference website. So I think they're running $128 or something. I of course didn't have anything to do with setting that price or any of that, but it is good, very quality. Now, so we set up a room. We rented a room for a deliverance only room, and we had that room so packed one night that we just had to move everybody into the main Coliseum after the service. And we announced it'd be a mass deliverance. So we did a mass deliverance. Must have been, well, I don't know, somewhere between 100 and 200 that stayed after the service, after 10 o'clock at night, and got mass deliverance for about 100 to 200 people, coughing and getting demons out, you know, coughing, yawning, spitting, whatever, and get those demons out. That was just a wonderful thing. And I praise God for that opportunity. And we were just constantly surrounded by people after the meetings that wanted prayer, that wanted deliverance, that wanted to visit with us, and some people that have been listening to me for 3 years or more on the Omega Man radio. So it was just great to connect faces with all these different people. What an awesome thing that was to meet some of these people. And I think if you want to learn more about the conference, you go to Robbie. He's a listener. Robbie Lowdown or something, I think is his website, a blog talk. It talks about it and tells all about the conference. Even I think he put up some pictures maybe of the conference too. So you might be able to go there and take a look if you need that address. I can email it to you, but you'll have to email me for it because I don't have it in front of me right now. But tremendous conference, tremendous baptismal service. Some of the people from our church got baptized, and we got pictures of them. They were the young people were crying as they were baptized, especially one girl. Just a real blessing to see that her baptized. Of course, I didn't see her. I was doing deliverance, but my wife was there taking pictures. Linda was there doing that. Linda also shared at the conference after I spoke. She also shared a little bit and gave a little bit of a message also. So we're just blessed to be a part of that, and it was an honor to be with Brother Steve. And, of course, we highly respect Brother Steve Quayle and all the others that were there. Quite a blessing. Got to know a little bit Russ Dizdar, got to visit with him a little bit and eat a meal with him, and that was a blessing. All right, well, we won't get to the word tonight because it's something that will bless y'all and encourage you. And so we're going to just get into that here about now. And it's titled, The Need Received. The Need Received. And we're going to talk about the spirits of lack and poverty, how they work against people. And we're going to get into something that stops a lot of people from their blessing, is stubbornness. So we're going to cover the areas of lack and poverty and the blockages and debt and then how stubbornness works against so many of us. And by the way, also, I've got my new book out, and we sold a bunch of those at the conference, and they are available on the website now in the store. You just click the headline of books and look it up. It's available there. So anybody who wants to get the new book is titled Do You Have Demon Trouble? The Spiritual Warrior's Guide to Winning. And that's indeed what the bottom line is. We need to win in this battle. We need to come out on top and see the enemy under our feet. And that's what God has ordained that we do. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer as we get into this today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be with these dear folks tonight and those who will download later and listen later. Father, we ask your blessing on them. And Father, we just pray you speak to their hearts through this word today, that you would just quicken it to them by your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus today and bind and break the power of the enemy in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for moving this right now through this. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Okay, title of The Need Received. How many of you all enjoy lack? How many people you think enjoy lack? Not having enough, never having enough. You enjoy it when you don't have enough to pay the bills, feed the kids, go on vacation. You say, vacation, what's that? Haven't had one of those in 10 years. Yeah, give to a ministry or give to your church or to your fellowship and just don't have it. How many enjoy that? But also, what about an emotional lack, a lack of joy, a lack of peace, lack of love, kindness, or what about even a physical lack, lack of health in your body, or are you suffering some sickness that hasn't been healed? How many of you have experienced some lack in your life lately? Anybody there? Definitely. Some people have definitely experienced some lack lately. And maybe it's a lack of friends, too. This is definitely the demons getting in the area of blocking you from relationships, from good friendship, quality relationship with other people. Satan doesn't want you to be connected with your brothers, your sisters, the other saints of God. He's out to sabotage and tear up things that you get going with brethren and sisters in the Lord. Well, I want to ask you this. Is there any lack in heaven, in the kingdom of God? No, there is no lack there. Okay, there's no lack there. Does he turn his heater down because, oh, he's afraid he can't pay the heating bill up in heaven? I don't think so, right? Jesus, not Father's not worried about that. Father's not worried about anything. In fact, you know, he's got it all in control. He's got it all under his authority, and he knows what's going on. He's not in lack, and he's not suffering right now. So let's read. Is this God's plan for us, lack? No, I don't believe it is. I don't believe God would cause us to walk in that either. I don't believe it's a plan. Let's read Psalms 112:1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Okay, this is the promise of God, saints. There's no lack in heaven. There's no lack that he has intended for us. This is what I've seen. God will let you live. God will let you live at the level of your mind or the level of your thinking. The level you think in the spirit of your mind is the level you will really live at. And don't blame God for where you're living at, okay? Because you made that choice. You made that decision to live where you're living. And some of you have a lack mentality. You have this poverty mentality. And you've let spirits continue to keep you that way. Demons definitely don't want you to walk in the blessing of God. They don't want you to walk in all God's things that he has for you. Come on, saints, you know that. So some of you just have this lack mentality, and you focus and dwell more on your lack than anything else. Well, no wonder you're living in lack. No wonder you're living in barrenness in so many areas of your life, not just financial. We're talking about every area that there's something lacking. Relationships, financial, health, joy, peace, kindness, all these different areas. Okay? And when you focus on your lack in these areas, in any area, what are you going to have? Lack. Right? So what would a major victory key be to freedom from lack? Well, listen, let me give it to you. Here it is. Whether it be physical, financial, or emotional, it doesn't matter what it is, you must simply realize that your Father God has absolutely provided everything that you need. So your attention and focus must not be on the lack because he's provided everything you need. So therefore, what should your focus be on? Your focus should be not on the lack, but on what God's provided, right? I mean, if he's already provided everything we need, then should we be focusing on lack? Wouldn't that be a form of unbelief? Wouldn't that be a form of giving place to demons if we focus on something that, you know, God said he's already provided, and then you're focusing on the lack of what God's already provided? Look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse, let's read verse 2 and 3 here. Yeah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, how? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There's the place of escaping that corruption. And there's a place of living in those divine promises and partaking of every one of those divine promises that he's given to us. And it's all through the knowledge in Christ. If we don't have knowledge, we perish. If we don't walk in knowledge, we miss it. Okay? So we need to definitely walk this way. All right? So yes, 2 Peter 1, 2, 3, and 4, very important scripture. Now, here's a second important victory key here, because these are victory keys that are important. Number two, the more you fight lack and focus on lack, the more likely that you're going to enter into and live in that lack. Okay? The more you fight that lack and focus on that lack, the more likely it's going to be you're going to live in that lack. And a lot of people are living in that lack. They're lacking in so many areas today. They're so suffering mentally, emotionally, they're lacking. Think about that statement. Some Christians spend all their time focusing on what they don't have. So what happens? They live a life of don't have. They live a life of not having. Can't do nothing. Don't have nothing. Can't be nothing. I'm really warring against that lack. Well, that's the wrong focus. What's the right focus? Well, we do war at times. Don't misunderstand me. But the right focus is to hear this victory key number three. The more you focus on God's ability and what God has provided, God's provision, God's sustenance, and God being able to provide abundantly above all you can think or ask, the more you're going to be able to come, that will become your experience in your life. See? If you always focus on what the devil is doing to you and how bad you've got it, then you're going to continue to have an exaltation of what the devil's doing. But if you focus on what God has done and the victory that he's provided and begin to focus on that, begin to speak that out of your mouth and calling things that are not as though they are, then these things can become your reality, okay, saints? They can become your reality, and you want the reality of the kingdom in your life, and you need it now. We all need it. And see, if you want your experience to be lacked, then look at your lack all the time. Just focus on it, focus on it, focus on it. Dwell on it, dwell on it. I don't have nothing, can't have nothing, won't have nothing. Okay? Yeah, you just keep focused on it, keep dwelling on it. You know, you keep on that negativity, and you'll get some negative devils manifesting in your life, right? And Jesus won't show up in a mighty way because you're not believing. You're in negative expectation, and there's demons of negative expectations. You know that, right? Plenty of demons of negative expectations out there that come in and try to just cause you to have that negative expectation so then demons can operate against you, and that's what they do. That's what they do, okay? If you want your experience to be God, then look at God. If you want your experience to be God's abundance, look at God's abundance. If you want your experience to be demons, just look at the devil all the time. Well, God doesn't tell us to look at the devil all the time. We need to see that the devil's there, and we need to cast him out where he is, okay? But we're not to focus on him all the time. If you focus on that all the time, then you're going to have more devil consciousness than a God consciousness, and God called us not to have a devil consciousness, but to have a God consciousness, all right? God consciousness is a victory consciousness, okay? And so just same thing, if we don't want a sin consciousness, because a sin consciousness brings a greater awareness of all that's wrong with us all the time, and you won't walk out of that. Second Corinthians chapter 4. We need to focus on what God has, not on what you don't have. Second Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, perceived by the senses, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which you're not seeing are eternal. Hallelujah. So what are you looking at today? Are you looking at this little temporary situation of the situation in your pocketbook today? Looking at your inability to get ahead? You know, what are you focusing on? You know, where are you at today in your walk today with him? We look at him, we're going to become like him too. Notice what it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. But I love these two, 3:18 and 4:18. They're two of my favorite scriptures. Of course, all scripture is good. But I love it all, but these are special scriptures here. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Who's changing you? The Spirit as you look into God. And how do you look into God? How do you look at the glory of the Lord? You look through the Word of God. You focus on the Word of God, then you're going to be changed into the image of God. From glory to glory, from faith to faith, we change to be like him. We look at him and we become like him. Here's a principle, a truth. Whatever you focus on will become your experience. Think about that. Whatever you focus on, it will become your experience. Some people focus on sports. You know, they know each player's name, how many touchdowns they made, or how many strikeouts they made, big baseball or football. I mean, that just flows right out of them. When they speak about it, it just flows out of them like, man, they got an anointing for baseball, anointing for football. That's because they eat, drink, and sleep football and baseball or basketball, whatever their favorite game is, you know. And the more they speak about it and watch it, the more they love it. Well, the same principle applies spiritually also, saints. And let's look at an overweight person for a minute. I'm not talking about anybody in particular, but say an overweight person, they try to diet, and they end up eating more and gaining more weight because whatever you focus on becomes a stronghold in your life. So if you're looking at your weight all the time, oh, I'm so heavy, I'm overweight, you focus on that, and oh, I got to do this diet. The more you focus on that, it becomes a stronghold in your life, whatever that is that you're focusing on. But that's just one example of it. See, you focus on sin, then you're going to sin more. You focus on the Word, you're going to sin less, right? Okay, hey, there's Sister Freedom Annie. Bless you, sister. Good to see you. Hallelujah. So, say you focus on keeping the Ten Commandments all the time, and some people do. They focus on that, and the more you try not to break one, then you end up breaking them more, right? Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15:56. Let's go over there and see that. 1 Corinthians 15:56. Says the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. So the more you focus on the law, the more you're giving strength to sin, right? We have a better covenant today anyway. But when you take the law unto yourself with your willpower, you try to perform each commandment, that gives it a stronghold in your life because you can't do it. The Israelites couldn't do it. You can't do it. Okay? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you take the law, and live by it, try to make yourself do it, you find yourself failing because the strength of sin is the law. And you try to walk according to the law and you give strength to your flesh, you're going to fail. You're going to break it. Why? Because you've gone to living under the law of sin and death, and you fall from grace when you do that. See, because you can't live the Christian life. Jesus has to live it through us, right? If you try to live it, then you're doing it out of works, and works will fail you because the only works that are good are the works that God does through us, right? Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. You know, the only works he did were the ones the Father did through him, and it needs to be that way with us. If we don't walk in the Holy Spirit anointed and yield our life to him and let him live his life through us, then we're trying to do it. Again, I tell you, you don't live for God, you live from God. You live from his power, you live from his anointing, you live from his personhood, okay? You don't live from your ability. You know, that's just going back under legalism and trying to perform. Performance-based Christianity doesn't work. We've got to have God's Christianity. The anointed Christianity is the Christianity that he lives through us, just like Jesus did. You know, he is the life, and we live from the life. Not for the life. You live for the life? You're living for the life. That means you're doing it. Well, you're unable to do it. You're not capable of doing it. When are you going to yield to God fully your life anyway? You know, how long are you going to be in charge and try to do it and earn your way to God by your good works? Your good works is nothing but a filthy rag, the Bible said. That's right. Our works are nothing but a filthy, filthy rag. And that's all it is. Okay? So if you don't learn to let God work through you and yield yourself to Him, remember, He fills us up. You know, we are a vessel, and He fills the vessel with Himself. And once we're God's kid, we cannot focus on sin and the law, but on the gospel of grace, the gospel of the good news. The gospel is good news, right? Not bad news. Good news. That Jesus came and delivered us from darkness and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. And, of course, this is not a license to sin. Some people think that living in grace is a license to sin. That is really ignorant. It's a license to righteousness. Because when we live in grace, that's the work of Jesus. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, but the law came by Moses, right? That's what it says in John chapter 1. And so it's a work of Jesus Christ. It's a work done in us. It's a work that He does in us. Okay? All right. Hallelujah. So, if you want to live in grace and truth and righteousness, then focus on Jesus, grace, truth, and righteousness. That's why in churches that preach on sin all the time, they got a whole lot of sinning going on. They focused on it, and it becomes their life, right? A church that focuses on grace lives in a lot of freedom. They live in a lot of liberty and grace. And I know there are people that have twisted the grace message out there today, and they don't get it quite right, and I understand that, and I'm not talking about that. But I want to look particularly strong demon now and focus on getting it out tonight. We're going to deal with the poverty, the lack in a little bit here, but a lot of things that keep people in this lack mentality is the stubbornness, and there is a high cost to stubbornness. You know, people who like to keep their demons, they're stubborn. They're in agreement with them. They've got some stubbornness going on in there. They want to keep their demons. They want to hold on to them. And I'm going to start this talk on stubbornness, you know, as we get into this a little bit here tonight with a story about a woman I used to pastor. Well, she loved God, but she had no restraint in her life for her Adamic nature, her carnal nature. And let me say this, that the carnal nature, the Adamic nature can and will kill you if you let him. And she did, and it killed her. For many years, she had a sexual habit that she would not stop. It went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I even ministered deliverance to her on several occasions. Yet, you can get all kinds of deliverance, but if you don't hate your sin, you're going to still do it. All right? And so there's a whole lot of people out there that don't hate their sin. They don't hate their demons enough. And they're in agreement with their demons, and they're going to keep them as long as they're in agreement with them. Okay? As long as a person's in agreement with the demon, they're going to keep them. So you're going to have to get to a place where you hate your demon. All right? And so, yeah, I ministered to her, but she would not get out of agreement with these sexual sins. And she kept doing it. And she kept doing it. And she did it. And did it. And did it. And she's dead today. Suddenly, her life came to an end. Her damning nature caused her to give up on life. And give in to her sexual compulsions without restraint. Without restraint. And so a lot of people are at that point in that level of life today. They no longer have any restraint of their life. They're not yielding to the Holy Spirit. They're yielding to their lust. They're yielding to their besetting sin. They're yielding to worry. They're yielding to anxiety. They're yielding to stress. There's so many different things that people yield to today. And it cost her life. She didn't make it. But is she with Jesus? Well, probably, but I don't know. You know, I don't know. I can't judge her. I'm not her judge. A lot of people think, oh, well, if people die sinning and they all go to hell, well, I think that's not looking at the whole thing, you know, because people have demons. Look at, say that you were driving down the interstate 70 miles an hour and the speed limit was 65 and you die driving 70. Are you going to hell? Now the legalists would say, yeah, you're going to hell. Well, I don't believe that you're going to go to hell because you 5 miles over the speed limit, you have a wreck, suddenly you're dead, now you're going to hell. That's ridiculous thinking. Is your salvation that fickle that you're suddenly going to hell because you're 5 miles over the speed limit, you didn't notice it? Come on. I mean, this is ridiculous. But anyway, I won't get into that, but there's a whole lot we could talk about in that area too. But Adam and stubbornness of Adam killed her. The Adamic nature, yielding to that, living from the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life. It killed her before her time, and she died. And that's sad, and that's tragic, and other people are too. You know, isn't there a scripture that says that their lives were taken that their spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Remember that? Well, you know, there's one for those legalists here. First Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. So, of course, we're looking at stubbornness here. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So if you're walking in stubbornness, you're walking in iniquity and idolatry. And I want to take another look at stubbornness because I believe that many folks have it deeply embedded and entrenched in their life. They're not aware of it, but it's passed off as something else, or it's hidden, and maybe it's hiding away in your life, and you're not aware of it right now because it's deeply, deeply embedded. And it is in a lot of people's lives because a lot of people don't recognize how stubborn they really are, you know. And I love y'all, but, you know, I got to tell the truth about stubbornness, okay? You know, we basically, people, we just do what we want, and that, you know, that's just plain stubbornness. We're not yielding to the Word of God. We're yielding to our carnal nature. We're yielded to what we want. You've heard it, my way or the highway, you know, and it shouldn't be that way. There's got to be God's way or no other way. If we're going to walk boldly and powerfully with God, it has to be that way, God's way or no other way. It can't be our way all the time. We've got to give that up. We've got to yield to Jesus. Stubbornness is dangerous. It will stop you from becoming the man or woman of God that you're supposed to be. Now, let's begin with a definition of stubbornness. Let's go ahead and define it. Being stubborn means insisting on doing things our way, no matter what anybody else says, including the counsel of God. It also means an urge. You have an urge to do something because you want to do it. It means a pressing. You're pressed to do something because you want to. An inner urge to get what we want at any cost. The pressing to pursue our desire, our pleasure, whatever it takes. See, that's a stubborn spirit. And maybe some of y'all have some of that and you need to get delivered from it. Okay? I know that it's a common spirit, much more common than we realize. And I'm telling you a secret tonight. Stubbornness is a hidden viper rooted deep in the Adamic nature. And the word is pulsar, and interestingly, it also means to peck at, to stun or dull. So do you think that stubbornness, it can peck away at your life, it can stun you, it can dull you to the place where you're spiritually, you're not discerning anymore. Spiritually, you're dull. Spiritually, you're stunned. Spiritually, you've been pecked away at for so long by posture, stubbornness. So hear this, folks. If you indulge in stubbornness, it dulls you. It dulls you. It stuns you. It pecks away at your spiritual and physical life. And if you stay in it long enough, it could get your life, as it did this lady that I'm talking about that used to be in our church. And then I'm talking about something deadly tonight. Stubbornness is deadly. And where demons are concerned, if you're stubborn in this area and you have a spirit of stubbornness and you don't want to get your demons out, like somebody a while ago said, let's keep our demons. And no, you don't want to keep your demons. You got to get out of agreement with those demons. You got to get out of agreement with those demons. This is deadly. Other words for it are insubordination, arrogance, stiff-necked, idolatry. These are dangerous, dangerous things to be walking in today. No wonder the church is in a lot of trouble today. We've stubbornly gone our own way. We've walked off the course that God has set for the church, and we're walking down a course that God did not call us to walk in. We're walking in compromise as a church. I mean, they interviewed Joel Osteen. He didn't really want to make a stand on homosexuality. See, because it's going to cost him if he did. So that's just not what he's about, he said. Just don't want to talk about that. Well, we're going to have to talk about it. It's in our face today. We're going to have to make some stands one way or another. We're going to have to make some decisions one way or another. Will you do what you're told to do, even if it violates the Word of God? Will you go the route that the world has set for you, that Satan has set for you, because it's the easy way? Because stubbornness chooses that way, because I want to go that way? Or will you go the way of Jesus? Okay? Will you go the way of Jesus? Stubbornness cost Eli, remember, the priest Eli, it cost him his life. Cost him his life. Go look at it. First Samuel 3. 1 Samuel 3, just go back a few pages if you're looking along with me here. 1 Samuel 3, verse 11, it says here, "And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth shall tingle." So listen, this is God's work here, that he's gonna, their ears are going to tingle about the judgment of God on this stubbornness thing. "In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons have made themselves vile, and he restrained them not." His sons were wicked, but he was stubborn because he wouldn't discipline his children. He wouldn't correct his children. I mean, know that if we don't correct our children, we are just being plain rebellious and stubborn. We're not obeying the Word of God. The Word of God says if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, it says in Proverbs. So, and it says that an undisciplined child will bring his mother to shame. So if we, out of our self-centered stubbornness, refuse to discipline our children, then we reap that on us. It'll cost us. And it's disobedience to the Lord. And the same thing about many other areas. But he was stubborn in the area of disciplining his children, and he wouldn't obey the Word of God. He wanted to raise his kids his way, not God's way. Like so many parents today, they're saying, my way is better than God's way. Really, they may not say that to God, but that's what they're saying by the way they do things, by the way they raise their children. They're saying it. You know, they may never say the words, that my way is better than you, God. They may never say that. But, hey, they're living it out that they think their way is better because they won't obey God's way. They're afraid their children won't love them, or they're afraid to run them off or hurt their feelings or something if they do it God's way. And listen, God put it down in the book. He told us. He knows best. He made us. He knows what's best. He knows how we should be disciplining our children. He knows how to deal with these things. And if we do it his way, we're going to be blessed. We do it our way, we're going to be not blessed, cursed. Right? Because we reject God's way, our nation is cursed today. Because our nation has rejected the way of the Lord. And we see now, because of our stubbornness and rebellion against God as a country, we have more natural disasters than we've ever had. We have more problems than the finances, the economics of the country are suffering. And we see our country sinking like a sinking ship out on the ocean, going down slowly, but surely it is going down. And if there's not turning around at some point, at some place here, we're going to continue to sink right on down into the bottom. And while they're sinking, they're all partying and going like nothing's wrong, you know, like they did on, what was it, the Titanic, was it? They wanted to just go on and drink and party, and here they are going down. Well, they recognized finally they were going down, but by then it was too late. It was too late. And when we're on a sinking ship today, and unless there's a national humbling of the people of this nation, and a national revival, a national crying out to God and saying, Lord, our country is a mess, and it's our fault, God. It's not the government's fault. It's our fault. And yes, it is the government's fault, but we let the government be what the government is today. And that's why we have the situation we have today, because Christians didn't rise up a long time ago and take their authority, take their position in Christ and say, no, we demand the Word of God continue to be in public school, the government school system. We demand that the Word of God be exalted. We demand that Jesus and Judeo-Christians be the standard for our country, because the whole world needs to be under the law. If they don't know Jesus, they are under the law. and they will reap the penalty of breaking the law. But under Jesus, we're no longer under the law. We don't reap that penalty because Jesus became the penalty for us. But the whole world lies under the law, and they will reap what they sow. Thank God that we may not have to reap everything we sow because of grace and because of the breaking of curses, and because Galatians 3:13 says that Jesus became a curse for us so that we don't have to bear that curse. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus, that I've not reaped some of the things I've sowed in this life because of grace and because of Jesus becoming a curse, and I applied that so I didn't have to. But the world can't apply that because they have no Savior. They have no go-between. Their go-between has not been accepted, even though they could have that go-between. They've rejected him, and therefore they will reap what they sow, and they will suffer for the penalty of sin, which is death. And they're living in death, right? Tell me that you didn't live in death before you got saved. Man, I tell you, I lived in death. Before I got born again, I lived under the death. I mean, when I got saved, I was sitting there. I mean, before I got saved, I was sitting there listening to the Grateful Dead. I mean, if that ain't dead, I don't know what dead is. Sitting there listening away to Grateful Dead. Here I was at the end of myself, listening away to death, because I was living in death. And then somebody came and said, Jesus loves me, and began to talk to me about Jesus. And I rejected the Grateful Dead for life. I started being grateful for the life of God. Started living in that. And he saved me that night. And so, yes, we lived in death before Jesus. And a lot of Christians are partakers of death right now because they won't get rid of their stubbornness. They won't get rid of their idolatry. They won't get rid of their own way. You got to walk out of that darkness, saints, as a Christian, and start living in your inheritance as a son and daughter of God. The Bible says that you're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Whatever he's got, you've got. Most Christians don't walk that way, but it doesn't mean you can't. Just because you don't walk a certain way doesn't mean it isn't available to you. Just because you don't partake of a certain blessing doesn't mean that blessing isn't there. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. That's right. His blessing is a rich blessing. It is a blessing of richness, of abundant supply. And it's not just talking finances, and I'm not preaching a prosperity gospel, but I'm not preaching a poverty gospel either, okay? Because that is not what the gospel is. The gospel is a gospel of blessing, not cursing. And so you understand what I'm saying. There is an extreme prosperity message, and that's not what I'm talking about, but the gospel is full of blessing. Come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If we're not walking in that abundant life, then we're walking in death, right? We're walking in a measure of death, and there are so many spirits to go with that death. When you step over into that death, there are plenty of demons waiting to jump on you. But if you'll stay in that realm of life and in the realm of the kingdom, then there are plenty of blessings there in that kingdom to get you through this life. And God wants to get you through this life in victory, not in defeat. God didn't call us to live a life of defeat and darkness and demons all the time and be just overwhelmed all the time by darkness. He called us to live in victory over the powers of darkness. Amen? That's what we're called to do. We're called to take dominion, subdue darkness, and cause it to be subdued to our authority. He gave us dominion in the earth over everything that creepeth and crawleth and walketh and everything. I mean, all these things in the earth we've been given dominion over. Not over people, granted. We all have dominion, but not all people are walking in that dominion. So, you know, I've heard thousands, well, I guess hundreds anyway, at least, hundreds and hundreds of excuses to stay stubborn over the years, so I don't argue with people. I just say, okay, you know, I say to myself, okay, then learn the hard way. You won't listen to me anyway, so go learn the hard way. And a lot of people, I've watched them learn the hard way because they just would not listen to sound doctrine, sound instruction, biblical instruction, okay? And so they would learn the hard way. And so a lot of people are living that way. They're just learning the hard way right now because they wouldn't, in their stubbornness, they refuse to obey God, do what the Word says. And so I tell them, I try to save them some heartache, save them some problem. I said, the way you're going, not the right way. The way you're going, oh, no, I know. God told me. Oh, yeah, God told you. Okay, right, okay. I've heard that one before. I can't count the times I've heard Christians say, God told me to do this, and it wasn't God at all. All right? 31 years of pastor, and I've heard that one plenty of times. It was not God at all, but they're going to just go do it. Well, isn't that stubbornness? and that stubbornness, you try to get some kind of voice in your mind to tell you that what you want to do is God when it isn't God at all, but you want it to be God so bad that you hear a voice tell you that it was God. Well, sometimes it's just the voice of too much pizza and spaghetti last night, right? You know, before bed, right? So sometimes it's that voice. Sometimes it's a voice of your own making. Sometimes it's a demon voice because you want to hear it so bad. A demon's there to accommodate you. Demons will accommodate you. How many know that? Demons accommodate people. Oh, definitely. If you want something bad enough, there's a demon waiting to see it. If it isn't God's plan, there's a demon waiting to make sure that you can accumulate what you want. Oh, boy. Yeah, Psalm 78. Let's read another scripture. Psalm 78, 7 and 8. It says that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandment, and might not be, as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. Excuse me. A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Do we want to be like that, a stubborn and rebellious generation? But that's the kind of generation we're living in America today. Stubborn and rebellious, man. I submit to nobody. I'm not submitting to God. You know, if we can say a sad truth about American Christians, it would be that they are a stubborn lot. There's a whole lot of stubbornness going on today. There is, and I'm sad to say it about us, but it is true. There's a whole lot of stubbornness in the church today. And if it's ever preached on, well, it just makes people mad. You know what I mean? It makes people mad if somebody preaches on it and they just leave that church, go to another one where they'll, you know, they got little, somebody will tickle their little itching ear to give them what they think they want. What won't upset the apple cart, won't knock over their sacred cows. Well, you know, we need some sacred cows kicked over today. We need somebody's apple cart upset. Because that's the only thing going to bring change into people's lives when they hear a strong word of God that will bring change in their lives and bring an end to their stubbornness and bring conviction down upon them as the Holy Spirit quickens the strong word of God. We need to repent for stubbornness, and we need to cast those demons out and get them out of ourselves. And I'm going to tell you about a little bit more about stubbornness, okay? It is a sacred cow. It's idolatry. As the word says, stubbornness is as idolatry and iniquity. And where one is stubborn, it is usually idolatry, and there is idols in their life. And the idol is often the worship of self. It is the worship of self. How many times do people worship themselves? Who do you think about the most? Self. It ought to be Jesus. Jesus, day and night, we meditate upon the Lord, the Word of God, day and night. Meditate on Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus when I get up, it's Jesus. When I go to bed, it's Jesus. When I'm awake, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. No other name but Jesus. Oh, yeah, that's right. The name of Jesus. And so that's what we've got today. We've got a situation of idolatry in the church today because we've written all these self-help books, so that's just another proof that we have idolized self. We're trying to glorify self, idolize self, lift up self, magnify self in the church today, so we write all these books about self and to help self. And that's not what we need. We need to die to self. We need a book that tells you how to die to yourself and then crucify that flesh and cast those demons out of there that are so strong in your life to keep you going down that route of nowhere land, taking you nowhere. Okay? And so when one is stubborn, it's idolatry. So often, I'm doing things my way, and I want it my way, so stay out of my way. Right? You hear what I'm talking about? I'm doing things my way, so stay out of my way. Because it's my way, I'm going to do it my way, so get out of my way so I can do my way and do my thing. Matthew 6:21. Let's go read it. Matthew 6:21. It says here, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, what does that have to do with stubbornness? Well, it has a lot. Many of us have our treasure in self. Many of us have our treasure in self. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And living to please ourselves. So our heart is in self. And that's nothing but idolatry. That's kicking Jesus off the throne of your life and putting self and idolatry on the throne. And it's the worship of self. That's a big problem today, isn't it? Self-worship. self-worship. We worship ourselves. We worship and honor ourselves and our country. We lift up self above Jesus. We lift up self above everything. You know, we even have a magazine called Self Magazine, right? People Magazine, Self Magazine. I Am. Isn't there one called that too? I'm not sure. But there is so many selfish, self-centered magazines, Cosmopolitan, all this stuff about self, 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 self. We worship ourselves. And God is, and by default, though, when you worship self, you open a door to demons. And you exalt Satan. Because if you don't worship Jesus, then what are you worshiping? And yet you call yourself a Christian. And you are a Christian in your spirit, but man, you know, your spirit's getting distance from the soul because of the self-worship. The idolatry, Jesus isn't able to dictate your life and order your life, order your step, because you seem to be so busy ordering them yourself. Well, he's got to let you slip and fall then, unfortunately. So what is the focus of your love today? What is the focus of your love today? You know, we had a fellow in our church, not now, but everything was how self was treated and how it related to him. Oh, how everything related to him. Oh, you're thinking, how does this relate to me? He had a passion for himself, and he was the topic of most of his conversations. He could talk about himself for hours. If you were willing to stand there and listen to him for hours about himself, he would do it. I mean, he was the main topic of his conversation. He was stubborn. He was in idolatry. And it was boring to be around because nobody wants to just talk to somebody that all they ever talk about is themselves. Nobody wants to be around that. Do you want to be around that? I know I don't want to be around somebody that all they ever talk about, they don't want to listen to anything you have to say, but they sure want you to listen to them. And as long as you listen to them, they're content. But you start to say anything about yourself or something else, then, oh, I got to go now. Come on, how many of y'all talk to people like that? Oh, I got to go now. You know, you start talking about you, your problem, your family, your situation. I don't have time for that. As long as you want to listen to me talk about me, we're good, man. We're buds. We're friends. Keep on talking. Let me keep on talking. Just let me keep on talking. We're good. Oh, boy. Lord have mercy. When you're the main topic of your conversation, then you have a passion for yourself. Your passion ought to be Jesus. You ought to be talking about Jesus. Amen. We ought to be lifting up Jesus today. We ought to be talking how great our God is. How great is our God, right? He is a great God, and we will focus on that. What do you treasure or cherish today? Some people have made an idol out of Adam. They serve Adam. They serve their flesh more than God, their Savior. And so Adam can become an idol. I mean, when we live from the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life, basically we are doing what Adam wants. We are letting him dictate our lives, and we're doing the good that makes us feel good, but it ain't God's good. The only God's good is from the tree of life, right? Jesus forbid the eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And so if we're eating from it today, which most people are, even in the church, they got a combo of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. Well, God didn't call us to live a combo. He doesn't want a mixture. He wants purity. He calls to be pure of heart. You're not pure of heart if you're living from two trees. You got to live from one tree, which is the tree of life, which is him. That's our source. That's our life source. That's where our hope, our everything comes from. And if you don't connect to him and start living from the flow of life out of him, and you start mixing in that other tree, you're going to get under works. You're going to get under good works. See, the good works of that tree are very tricky and very deceptive. Because they look like they're God's works, and they're not, though, because it's always the wrong tree, because it's not the tree we're commanded to eat of and live of. When you eat of something, right, you're living from the sustenance that you get from that fruit of that tree, right? And so if you're eating of a tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're getting something from that tree. You're getting sustenance that is not God's sustenance. It is a sustenance of the wrong tree, and it does not produce the life of God, and it only produces carnal things, even though there is a good carnal work that you can do, but it's not God's work. Remember, it says there is none good but God. So if you're eating out of that tree, it's not God, and it's not God's good. It's a false good, and it brought death unto Adam and Eve, and it'll bring death to you if you live from it. The only place that life comes from is from the tree of life. We eat from that. We we feast on him, and we have the empowerment of the Spirit and the quickening of the Spirit. That's food to us. It said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Where's the mouth of God? The tree of life is the mouth of God. You start eating of that tree, then you're living out of the mouth of God and not by that bread alone of the tree of God, knowledge of good and evil. Does that make sense? Praise God. It ought to. Okay, James 4, 1. From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and you have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you might consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So isn't that the truth? Look at that. Do you see that? You know, the lust is what people live by today. Well, you lust for the opposite sex, you go after them. Some people lust for the same sex, you go after them. You know, we did, there was a brother that came into the deliverance room and asked for deliverance from homosexuality, and I had a tremendous deliverance with him, and then he was smiling. He was so happy after he got freed from those spirits, cast a bunch of spirits out of him, and his whole countenance changed. That was awesome, right? But people are living in their lust today. They're being controlled by their lust today, and we're having fighting among us and within us because of these lusts. We have wars within us because of these lusts. You know, lusts that are warring in your members, it's a nonstop battleground in some of you. You battle not to look at the pornography, and you do, then you don't, then you do, then you don't, and then you get under condemnation because the devil beats you up with what he leads you into doing. And you struggle, you struggle, you struggle. You struggle, you struggle, you struggle because there's a war in your members going on. You try to do the good of the tree, and then you do the bad of the tree. You know, the struggle, struggle, struggle. And you've got to live from a tree of life. That's where your victory comes from. That's where your deliverance comes from. You lust. You lust. You kill. You desire to have. You're killing yourself off by your desire to have these things. You fight and you war, yet you have not because you ask not. God wants to give you good things. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. But these other things that you lust for, he ain't going to give you those things. It says in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The good things come from God. And it tells you in verse 16, don't err concerning this. Because a lot of people err. They're blaming God for bad things. They think bad things come from God. But that's not true. And it's also talking about temptation, saying that God doesn't tempt you. You're tempted when you're consumed in your own lust. You're drawn away by your own lust and enticed by demons and enticed by lust spirits. Okay? God doesn't do that. It says don't err. The good gifts are coming from above. The bad gifts are coming from the devil. All right? Okay. No, I'm not talking about that person. I'm talking about somebody at the conference that we prayed for deliverance. All right, many folks, their lust, as this woman that was in our church, have become their idols. Our lust, our stubbornness, our Adam, our damning nature, and idolatry all flow together. Okay, so ask yourself today, has something been hiding away in your life to be your way, and you don't care what the boss says or any other authority for that matter, including God? When you don't care what they say, then that's stubbornness and rebellion. And when you manipulate your husband or your wife or your children or anyone else to get your way, then you're stubborn. And you've got some spirits of stubbornness you need deliverance from. Do you see how deep this spirit goes in the human race? That's why I wanted to talk about it tonight along with the lack, because we got to get free from the lack, granted, so we can walk in God's blessing. But part of being free from the lack is sometimes getting rid of stubbornness in so many people. So anything other than God that takes the center of your attention and value, of God is an idol. Anything. Genuine love for Jesus is the cure for idolatry. And repentance for that idolatry and get those demons out. Loving him more than you love self and that Adamic, lustful nature of man, passion for him that makes all other love seem shallow in comparison. We need to repent tonight for our stubbornness and idolatry, self-love, self-worship, and in a little while we'll do some deliverance for it. But let's just have a time of repentance. Father, just say it. Father, forgive me for giving place to idolatry, stubbornness, and self-love. Just repent for that right now. Just, Lord, I confess that I've been guilty of that. I've walked in it. I've been a stubborn person. I've yielded to that. I've been obedient to self rather than God. I've made it my idol. I've worshipped on the altar of self. I repent, Lord. Wash me in your blood right now. Just wash it all away. Wash it all away. In Jesus' name I pray. Cleanse me by your blood right now. Hallelujah. Okay, if you've done that, then you'll be candidate for deliverance in a little bit here. We go into deliverance. We cast these stubborn spirits out, and then we're going to deal with the different variations of that. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. Thank you for speaking it into people's hearts and in their lives and showing them areas where they have been walking in stubbornness and the hindrances that it has been to them and the blockages that it's caused them and the lack of promotion that they've been able to get in the kingdom because of stubbornness. It stopped them from being promoted, Father. But Lord, we've seen it. It's been exposed tonight. We've seen the subtleties of it, how it operates so many times and how it cost Eli his ministry and his children, and that it would cost us that too if we don't recognize it and repent for it, humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt us and we'll live in his exaltation, but we don't want to live in our exaltation and the exaltation of stubbornness, Lord. We repent for that today. We just renounce it, repent for it, and thank you for cleansing us by your blood, Lord. And bless your people, Lord. Bless them abundantly above all that they can think or ask in this area, Lord, that we're talking about tonight, that they will come out of every area of darkness where these things have operated in their life, Father, and there be greater revelation, greater understanding, greater truth, and the fullness of the eating of the tree of life in their life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil, where there is nothing but a dead-end street there, because we're not called to live from that, and it didn't bring life to Adam and Eve, and it sure isn't going to bring life to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was a word for tonight. Hope you all got something out of that will bless you and encourage you on your walk and lead you to more freedom and deliverance and abundant supply of God in your life. The Need Receive, that was the title. The Need Receive, and of course it'll be able for you to download it later if you like. This is Pastor John Kyle. TheOasis.org is our website. TheOasisPlace.org is the website. And TheOasis1@localnet.com, TheOasis1. That's the number one at localnet.com. If you'd like to email me, if you'd like to write to me, order the new book that we have out, Do You Have Demon Trouble? You could do that to Pastor John Kyle at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, The Oasis Church, Pastor John Kyle at P.O. Box 50162 in Billings, Montana, 59105. That's 59105. Okay? And so if you happen to be in Billings, you want to go to church with us, fellowship with us, 2102 Old Harden Road is the church address. Love to see you Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, 2102 Old Harden Road in Billings, Montana. Praise the Lord. Well, look at all the folks in here tonight. Praise God. Freedom Annie, bless you, sister. Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones, Freedom Annie, could this be the end? Oh, we see Janet Meyer. Yeah. Revelation Radio, wow. The Blood, all these different ones. Good to have y'all with us tonight. Praise God. I know this is a pretty new show, so it'll grow as time goes on, I'm sure, because God told me to do it. I'm just being obedient to what I'm supposed to do. And so I know that God will do great things as we continue to be obedient and expand. I know that at the conference, Hagman and Hagman, both of them, Joe and Doug asked me to be on their program, so soon I will be doing a show on there. They said within the next few weeks is what they had told me, or what they had said. I even stated that on air when Michael Bennett was on the other night. So I'm looking forward to being on their program and sharing with a lot of different people that maybe have never heard the message and definitely need it, because a lot of people need to hear this that have never heard it before, because they're living in such bondage today. You know what I mean? I mean, people without deliverance, they stay in their bondages. They don't get free. You know, they can keep their demons all the way till Jesus comes, or until they die and go be with Jesus, and the little demons go looking for somebody else to hop on and get in, preferably some family member, of course. But anyway, we're going to take a few phone calls if anybody wants to call. If not, we'll just continue on in a minute, but I want to take a little short break, a bathroom break, whatever here, so you can make your adjustments. Let's go ahead and just take a break for a few minutes, and then we'll be right back. Praise God.
Oh,
Hallelujah. All right, we're back. Let me get it to, let's see. Let's go ahead and give out the number for anybody who wants to call in and get prayer, deliverance, whatever is on your heart. Give a testimony, share something. 657-383-0134. That's 657-383-0134. If you'd like to call in, this would be a good time to do it right now. Give me a call, and we'll go ahead and put you on air and see what's on your heart today. And I'll pray for you as well. And so, yeah, we're just excited to be here. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. You're doing a work of grace. And I would also say that, yes, I love Brother Shannon Davis. I'm not against Shannon Davis. But, I'm just doing what I was told to do. I was on his program for 3.5 years. Preaching deliverance on there, and it's been an honor to do that and reach a lot of people that way and seen a lot of people set free, and praise God for that. But he's asked me to come back on occasionally, and they do that. I don't know. I'll pray about that too and see. But right now, this is what he's had me to do, along with all the other things we're doing. People come in for deliverance, travel over to Billings, Montana, and get some deliverance. And we do that a lot, minister to a lot of people that way as well, people coming in from out of town and getting delivered. So, yeah, these are things that we do. We've been doing it a long time, and we're going to keep doing it. The enemy cannot win. He cannot prevail. And you know that the enemy hates you because you're a Christian. First of all, he hates you because you're a Christian. Number two, if you're aware of deliverance and you believe in deliverance ministry, he really hates you because he is so afraid of you. So afraid of you because you have the power and the anointing and the knowledge that other Christians don't necessarily walk in. They don't walk in that kind of power and anointing because they don't know that people have demons. And see, demons are afraid that you will cast them out. I mean, when we were gone to this conference recently, we go into places after being in deliverance and we would see people's reaction. Of course, this has gone on for years. We go into place after doing deliverance and there's reactions to demons act up. They get to acting up. And I mean, one time we went into a restaurant after doing deliverance and may have told some people about it. I don't know. But the demon just threw a man on the floor. He just started riffing and on the floor and moving around, and the demon was manifesting and carrying on. And, of course, there were two cops nearby, and they didn't do anything. They just looked at him like, whoa, what's going on here? Man is rolling around on the floor acting up. But, see, demons react to that anointing because they know you've been in deliverance. They know you've been doing deliverance ministry. They know that you just come out of a situation like that where some of their little brethren were cast out, and it's upsetting to them. They don't like that kind of upset, and they don't like you because of your knowledge of deliverance ministry. Anyway, we could go ahead and take our first call here, area code 803. Area code 803, you're on the air, Pastor Kyle. Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, area code 803 is gone. Okay, so guess they're not there after all. I thought they were. Again, if you want to call in, now's your opportunity to call in. Otherwise, I will keep on sharing, and then we'll go into a mass deliverance here in about 10 minutes. If I don't hear from anybody, I'll give you 10 minutes to call in if you like to tonight. Otherwise, I will go into mass deliverance about 10 minutes. But right now, I'm kind of talking about some things that have been going on, like about the brother that spoke at the conference. That was really a good singer. I don't know how many of you heard him sing, Greg Evenson. He has a gift for singing. And he sang at the conference and, of course, spoke for a session as well. And he handed out these flyers that says, America Under Siege, Principles of Self-Sufficiency, which is a very informative flyer. And it says that, just let me give you a few of the things that he spoke about, I mean, that he went over in this flyer. And I think that some of these would apply to deliverance ministry, and I know he wasn't applying it to that, and these are wonderful people. We got to know him and stayed at the same place and ate breakfast together every morning with Brother Greg, and it was a blessing to get to know him and his wife. But number one is change the way you look at everything. Rethink your lifestyle. Now, wouldn't that apply to the deliverance ministry as well? I think it would. You know, change the way you look at everything. You got to rethink your whole lifestyle when you're in deliverance ministry, because you got to look at everything differently. You're dealing with demon spirits all the time, and you're recognizing that demon spirits are in people. And so, yeah, I would say that would apply to deliverance, wouldn't it? Definitely. Number two, develop discernment about people. We really need to do that in deliverance ministry, wouldn't you say? I would say so. Okay, I don't know why they would be throwing you out of the chat room. Everything looks good here on my end. So I don't know what's going on there. But develop discernment about people. Isn't that an important thing? I mean, I really think that, and when we talk about that at the conference too, I think discernment is probably one of the top gifts people need during this hour that we live in. These last days, before the coming of Jesus, you know, before the second coming, the last trumpet, we need to develop discernment about people, because it's people that the Bible says people are going to turn people in during this time to the beast system. And they do that. And so definitely I would say we need to develop discernment and ask God, if you're asking for any gifts of the Spirit, we should ask for them all, and I believe in that. But I say you should ask for discernment of spirits to operate in your life, okay? And, so many of these we could apply to deliverance ministry, and he may never have meant it to be applied that way, but I'm just reading them and thinking, wow. Honestly, look at yourself and your strength and your weaknesses, he says. Well, yeah, we need to look at our lives, and our weaknesses are our demons, because definitely that would be a weakness in our lives. But we look at that and say, hey, I need to get delivered from that weakness, that lust or that anger or that fear or that insecurity. Definitely that would apply in deliverance ministry. When you invest first in the right people. Well, that would be the people that are hungry for deliverance. You got to invest your time. You want to invest your time in people of like mind, people that are hungry to be delivered, people that want to get their demons out. This is so applying to the deliverance ministry. Hadn't thought of it that way, but, you know, we could definitely read it that way, and we should. So let me read another two or three, and then we'll just get into some deliverance here. Develop an instinct for what doesn't feel right. No matter how good something looks or sounds on the surface, go with your gut feeling, with your instinct, with your intuition. Well, I think that would also apply to discernment of spirits, that you go with what you're sensing in the spirit. You know, you have discernment. You have an anointing to understand things and to pick up things. Like when you go into a store, when you go into some place, you need to pick up what's going on around you. You need to be aware of things, because you will pick up what demons are operating many times, and you'll pick up what's going on there in that area that you're in, and you need to be aware of what's going on so that you can bind demons if necessary, because, you know, sometimes you have to do deliverance after you go in certain places, I've found, or you watch certain things, you might see something on TV, and then you might need to go and sit down and do some deliverance, because you pick up some kind of darkness like that. Because the eyes are the windows, right, and the ear gates and the eye gates and the feelings, these things you can see and feel and hear that might cause a demon to be allowed to attack you, and you might need to do some self-deliverance. There are places that I've gone, I've had to do deliverance afterwards. Not that I thought I would pick up anything there, but there were just stuff there, unclean stuff, and the atmosphere around to try to get on Christians, you know. So you need to be on guard where you go, what you do, and just develop an instinct or a discernment for what doesn't feel right. Because sometimes you watch something on television or something that don't feel right, it's not right, and you need to cast it out afterwards, okay? And like I've told you before, that you can see into what's in people a lot of times just by looking in their eyes. And a lot of times I would just cover up the bottom part of their face and look in their eyes, and you will see what's operating in that person. Sometimes you see multiple personality spirits in them. But you cover their eyes, you see one eye is a whole different personality than the other eye. So that would tell you that there's more than one spirit operating there as far as personalities go, personalities in that person, okay? So, yes, there's a lot you can be aware of. Let's read on here a little bit more here. Develop physical, mental, and spiritual disciplines. Well, every spiritual warrior ought to have all three of those disciplines operating in your life. You need to be disciplined to the place where you take time in the Word of God every day, in prayer every day. Okay, so that's important to do that. Every day that you spend time in prayer, spend time spiritually disciplined. Do you have any spiritual disciplines in your life? You know, I don't start any day without at least an hour in prayer every day. I don't start any day that way because I just can't. I've done it for years. I can't count the number of years I've been doing that. And I won't live my life without spending an hour of prayer every morning when I first get up. And that doesn't mean I don't pray more throughout the day. Of course I do. But I have spiritual discipline in my life. And you need to have that too. Okay? Okay, you say you see things. Could this be the end? See things. Well, it depends on what you're seeing. Okay? A lot of times seeing things is the discernment working. But sometimes seeing things could be seeing demons, too, that they're showing you themselves. Like those churches down at Patricia King down there, and in her ministry, they see purple orbs, green orbs flowing around the front of the church. And I don't think that's God, and they see the stigmata coming out of hand, oil pouring out of people's hands. That's Catholicism, right? Jesus bled once. We don't need to bleed or have oil coming out of our hands. That's not God. I don't believe that's God. Okay, and they see different female angels, male angels, different colored angels. I don't know about that. I think there's grand deceptions in the last days that we need to be on guard against as well, right? I mean, just like the new thing I was talking about that they're doing, laying on graves, that's to try to get the anointing from dead people. That's ridiculous because the Bible says that the absent from the body be present with the Lord. There's no anointing in the dead people's bones that are turning to dust, dust to dust, ash to ashes. There's no anointing there. So, I mean, really, there's a lot of things that Christians are doing today that you might need to examine, right? And yeah, you say you rebuke it, that's good. Keep rebuking them until they all go. And then, you know, what God wants you to see, he'll show you. And just, you know, speak to it in the name of Jesus. If it's God, it'll continue as a peaceful thing and not just something that would bring in some type of a bad feeling. And yeah, there is heaviness in workplaces. There's heaviness in a lot of places. Heaviness in businesses in town that you go into. Heaviness in restaurants you go into. I look at going into certain restaurants. You don't want to go in there. You know, there's demons in there. There's darkness. You know, you could check it out after going a few times where you want to be and where you don't want to be and where you should be and where you shouldn't be. There's some places you just don't want to be. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Do we have somebody that wants to? Oh, I think so. Let's go ahead and check this out. See if this is a call. Hallelujah. Erico 352. Did you want to talk to me? Hello. Erico 352. Are you just listening, or did you want to talk to Pastor Kyle here?
Hi, Pastor Kyle. I'm listening and just listening tonight. But I would also,
okay,
if you do prayer, I would like for prayer tonight also. If that's
okay,
what you're doing.
Sister. What's your name, sister?
Stacy.
Your first name. I'm sorry?
Stacy.
Tracy. Okay,
yes,
Tracy.
Stacy.
Huh?
Stacy.
Did you say Stacy?
Yes.
Stacy.
Yes.
Okay, I got it right. I'm sorry. It was a little hard to hear you. So what's going on in your life right now? What's going on, sister?
Oh, too much delays is going on. I'm trying to just move closer to God, but it's a lot of delays going on, and I just, you know, always ask for prayer for my brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, you can never have too much prayer.
Okay, sister. Did you want some deliverance prayer as well, or just prayer tonight?
Whatever. I don't know. You know, I don't know what I need. I just pray tonight. That'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I do sense I would like to deal with one thing that could be a demon that would be blocking you, and I definitely want to get that out. And so we will pray about that as well as I will pray for you. But now we're going to pray about some hindrances. I think that I just sense that there's something hindering you and blocking you from being as close to Jesus as you want to be. So those could be spirits, sister. So I want to speak to those and command them to leave you. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. We just come against, first of all, I also need to ask, is there anyone that you need to forgive tonight?
I don't think so, but I can say that God only knows that, and that I can just ask for forgiveness now. Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord, because we all need forgiveness. In Jesus' name,
amen. All right, we just come against any spirits that are blocking my sister Stacy tonight. In Jesus' name, those blockages, those hindrance spirits, I rebuke you in Jesus' name and command you to just come out of her right now and let go of her. All those blockages, those hindrances that are just trying to keep her not as close to Jesus as she would like to be, and we just command those spirits to come out right now. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, those blockages, those hindering spirits. Paul said, but Satan hindered me. I would have come, I would have been there, but Satan hindered me. And so these spirits right now are hindering our sister. I rebuke you, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Those hindering spirits, come out of her, all the way out. In Jesus' name, those hindrances, come out, 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 come out. All those hindering spirits have to go all the way out, all the way out, up and out. Let them go, sister, all the way out. Every bit of those hindrances, those blockages, like they've put up a wall between you and Jesus and trying to hinder your closeness to him. You come out of there. I bind you. Come out, 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 come out. By the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus, you loose Stacy and set her free. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. I bind you. I break your hold. In Jesus' name, those hindering spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, keep moving. I bind you, be weakened by the blood. Come out of there, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, who else is in there? What's your name, people? What are you doing to my sister Stacy? What is your name, spirit? In Jesus' name, is your name anxiety? I bind you, anxiety, you come out of there, all anxiety, come out. Come on, all that anxiety, all that spirit, it got her troubled and bothered inside. She doesn't know what's wrong, but it's just troubling her. You come out of there, anxiety. Come out, 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 come out. Come all the way out. All that anxiety, all that anxiety. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. By the blood of Jesus right now. Come out. Come on, you got to go. All the way, demon. Be weakened by the blood right now. Angels, go in and sword these demons right now, all the way out, all the way out. Now, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, all anxiety, all stress, all nervous tension, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you have to go. Stacy doesn't want you in there. She hates demons. She doesn't like you. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All that worry about their loved ones, that's been on her heart. You come out, but you don't need to worry about it. You need to commit it to the hand of Jesus. We command that worry out, worry, go, 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 go. All worry, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all that worry, I'm talking to you. Come all the way out. Keep coming out. Be defeated by the blood and come out. Be weakened by the blood and come out. Now, all the way out. Let it go. Up and out. All that worry. All that worry. Go. Come all the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. All that worry. Jesus' name. All that worry. Command you to go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Jesus' name. All worry has to go by the blood of Jesus right now, by the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Who else is in there? What's your name? Who else is in there? We command you to give your name, demon. Who are you? What are you doing to her? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What is your name, demon? Who's in there with her? What is your name? Who's up next? In the name of Jesus, command you to give your name, Jesus' name. Come on, in Jesus' name. Anything coming to you, sister? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm just regurgitating a little.
Are they leaving then? You feeling a relief?
Amen. Yes.
Any other spirits coming to your mind that you want to get out tonight?
Just sickness, you know, ailments to come up in my body. Just sickness.
Infirmity.
In my body.
Sickness,
yes.
In your body. Okay. All right, we'll just speak to that sickness in her body right now in Jesus' name. Any particular name you want to give it, or you want me to just call it the infirmity spirit? Come out of there, that infirmity spirit, that sickness, disease spirit. Come out. Come out all the way out in Jesus' name. You lose my sister. Let her go. That infirmity spirit, come out. Come out. Come out right now. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Be healed, body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on. All that infirmity spirit, come out of there. Come on. Up out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose her. Let her go. Come out. Come out, 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 infirmity, come out. All the way out, up and out of there. All that infirmity has to go in Jesus' name. Loose her, let her go. All those sickness and disease spirits, come out. Trying to wreck her body, trying to bring death in her body. Spirit of death, you come out. Spirit of death, you come out of there right now. All that death spirit, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come out, death. Spirit of death, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirit of death, you're trying to take her out before her time. I rebuke you. You can't do that, demon. We command you to come out of her right now. Spirit of infirmity, go. Spirit of death, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose her, let her go. Come up out of there right now. Come on, move. You have to go, demon. Be weakened by the blood and come out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Go. Go by the blood of Jesus right now. All that sickness. All that infirmity. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming. Keep coming. All the way. All the way out. Up and out. By the strip. Stripes of Jesus, Stacy's healed. Now come out of there, all the way out. Every bit of it, I rebuke you, come out. Jesus loves Stacy. Stacy is precious to him. Yeah, you're a lying demon. You have to come out. You lying devil, come out of there. Come out of there. Come out, all the way out. All that sickness, all that infirmity, go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus right now. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Let it go. Let it go, sister. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Move out of her members, out of her body, out of her mind. Go, 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 go. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. You have to go, demon. Let her go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Who else is in there? What's your name, demon? What's your name? What are you doing to her? Come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way up out of there. You got to go. You got to go. Loose her. Let her go. Keep coming out of our sister. You let her go. I bind you. I break your hold over her body. In Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus. You like that blood, demon? Have the blood of Jesus on you. How are you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. I've just been throwing up here.
Just been throwing up? What have you been throwing up? Huh?
Basically it's the food that I had, but I was fine with it before, you know, dinner. But as we started praying, it just started coming up.
Well, sometimes that happens. If you eat too close to deliverance, they come out with the demons, the food does. But that's okay.
Uh-huh.
But you feel peace, though, huh?
I do. Just know I need it.
Pray for you now, sister. Okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Stacy. And, Lord, I just pray that you'll just light the fire in her life, Lord, again, and just rekindle the fire and let it burn brightly, Father. Bring her closer to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you love her, you don't condemn her, and that you chose her, and you called her out to be your own daughter, Father. So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I just ask that you would draw her closer to you, Father, that you would just have a closer walk, Lord, and that she would have a hunger and a thirst for you like she has just never had, Father. Fire her up, Lord. Light her up, Lord, with you and your spirit in her. Hallelujah, Father. We just thank you for anointing her life, Father, with a greater and closer walk with Jesus, Father, than she has ever had, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless her with health in her body. Lord, we pray for her health tonight. Lord, that you would heal her body completely, that by the stripes of Jesus she is healed, and that she would walk in health now that the demon left, that she would have a greater health in her body, that she would be stronger. And walk in a new health, Father, as well, Father. Just be healed, body. We speak to the body and just say, be healed, be whole, in Jesus' name. Thank you for Sister Stacy, Lord, and just help her to walk this deliverance out and keep every bit of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, sister. Good. Thanks for calling in tonight. God bless you. All right, we're going to do a little bit of a mass deliverance here before we move on. That's probably all the time left we have. We've got about 15 minutes left to do some mass deliverance. Well, we're going to do a little bit tonight, so everybody that wants to can get some deliverance, and those who download later, you can get in on some deliverance with this too and get your demons out, right? I mean, really, there's no distance or time in the spirit. If you download this a month from now, you can still get some deliverance from it. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's get started with this. If you have not asked Jesus into your heart, I want you to do that right now. Just ask Jesus in your heart. Somebody listening tonight or later that have not asked Jesus in their heart, say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I repent for them. I ask you to wash them in the blood of Jesus right now. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. I believe that you are God, and I believe that you will take my life from this day forward and do what you want with it. And I give it to you, Lord, to do that with. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you pray that prayer, you're born again, you're washed in the blood of Jesus. You can partake of the children's bread now and get some demons out of you. All right, if we had a dear Mormon at the conference that came in for deliverance. I said, do you have your Mormon underwear on? He said, yes. And Sheila and I prayed for him, and we just asked him to renounce Mormonism, and evidently his wife that he's married to, she didn't come to the conference. She's evidently a strong Mormon and is trying to force him to continue that lifestyle. But we did have him. He said he didn't like it, didn't want to be a part of it. But we prayed with him and had him confess Jesus. I don't know you know, if it was real or not, only God knows that. But we did pray with him, did some deliverance with him, and didn't seem to get much going on there, but praise God for him. Pray for that Mormon man. If you think of somebody you want to pray for, pray that he really did find Jesus. If he didn't, then he will truly get born again. If he didn't, then. All right, just say this prayer with me. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit in me that is not the Spirit of God to leave me now. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I break every curse over myself and command the spirits that have enforced the curse on me to leave me now in Jesus' name. All right, if you've prayed that prayer, you're ready to start getting some demons out, okay? I'm ready to start casting them out. So let's get with it, saints. Let's start getting these things out. All right, we're going to deal with these areas that we talked about in the message tonight. If you didn't hear the message, you go download it, listen to it. But we're going to deal with these spirits that get in the way of your blessing. They're trying to hinder you from being blessed. They're trying to hinder you from your finances. They're trying to get in there and sabotage you. We come against those spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I rebuke those spirits that come against you financially, that try to keep you in financial bondage or in poverty. You come out of there right now. Come out of there. Spirit of lack, spirit of poverty mentality, spirit of poverty, generational curse of poverty. Come out, 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 out. How do they come out? Coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting, throwing up, as our sister did. She threw up some supper as well, she said. But hey, the important thing is don't eat right before deliverance if you know that you are that prone to that type of deliverance, right? Let it go. Okay. Let it go. Move, 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 move. Come out of there right now. Go, go, go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out right now. You have to go right now by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. Come out of there all the way out. All those spirits of blockages, financial hindrances, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Spirits of disfavor, try to keep you in disfavor, keep you from the blessing of the Lord. You come out of there right now. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there. All that disfavor spirit. Come out, disfavor, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, that spirit of disfavor, come out, in Jesus' name, you loose them and let them go, all the way out, spirit of disfavor, not able to walk in the favor of God, that sabotages the favor of God on your life, come out of there, disfavor, come out, 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 come on, all disfavor, you have to go. You have to go by the blood of Jesus right now. All that disfavor, go in Jesus' name. All the way out. Spirit of debt, spirit of financial bondage, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Financial bondages, you come out right now. We break the curse of financial bondages. You come out right now, all the way out. All that spirit of never enough, you come out. Spirit of never having enough, never enough spirits, come out. Come out, come out, in Jesus' name, never enough. I bind you, command you to come out now. Come out, never enough. All that spirit of never enough, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Loose the people, let them go all the way out. Everybody cough a few times. Get them moving out of there, all the way out, up and out of there. That helps get them moving in a lot of cases. Come out, all the way out, the blood of Jesus, come out. Come out, come out, come out, never enough spirits, go, 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 go all the way out, all that spirit of never enough, never enough, never having enough, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, by the blood of Jesus. We're also going to deal with these spirits that we talk about, are the deep-rooted stubbornness spirits. You come out, that self-worship, that idolatry, come on up on the surface, that stubbornness, go right now, all that stubborn spirit, I rebuke the spirit of stubbornness. You come out, all that stubbornness. Stubborn spirits are stubborn. Sometimes it takes a while for it to get them moving, but they will come out if you continue to press them. All right, that's the way it works a lot of times with stubbornness, that deep-rooted spirits a lot of times. But we break the control of stubbornness over you. You renounce it too. Just say, I renounce the spirit of stubbornness. I repent for the spirit of stubbornness, and I command it to leave me now in Jesus' name. That helps to get it moving too. You know, when you renounce it, you tell it to go too. Now, that means but that you mean business with those demons, and you have to mean business because they know if you're just playing games, they know if you're just playing around with them, you don't really want them to go. They know that. But see, we mean business here. This is about getting something done, getting you free, staying free. Come out of there right now. Stubbornness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, 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 all the way out. Move in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out by the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus right now. You have to go all the way out, all the way out, up and out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 up and out of there, up and out of there, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way up out of there. Go, come out of there. Stubbornness, I rebuke you. You will come out. All that stubbornness, come out. Come out, 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 come on, you got to go. All stubbornness, we're talking to you right now. Come out of there. All those stubborn spirits, self-worship, self-idolatry, come out, come out, come out, rebellion, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come on, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go. All that stubbornness. Stubbornness, go, 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 all the way out. You have to come out. We're talking to these demons now, and we're telling you, you have to come out right now. You're out of agreement with it. You don't want it in there. Let's get it out. Stubbornness, go, go, all the way. Rebellion, go, 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 go. Witchcraft, go, 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 all the way out. Jealousy, insecurity, go, 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 all the way out. Keep coming out, 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 out of there. I'm scared, spirit. You come out. Spirit that I'm scared, spirit of deception, you come out, deception, all the way out, spirit of deception in Jesus' name, go up out of there, loose them and let them go, spirits of deception, we rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus right now, in the name of Jesus, all the way out, keep coming out, keep coming out, all the way, spirits manifesting in your head there, get off his head. To pull any claws, any talons out of the head right now, in Jesus' name. Claws, talons, you know, grips that these demons have on you. Come out, come out. Idolatry, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Go, in Jesus' name. Go, idolatry. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, in Jesus' name. Up out of there. Up out of there. Move, 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 move. In Jesus' name, go. Come out of the chest. Come out of the head. Come out. Come out. Move, move. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name, you have to go. Have to go. All the way, all the way, all the way, in Jesus' name. Fatigue and pain, someone requests, come out. All that fatigue and pain, you come out. Come on, fatigue and pain. We rebuke those spirits of fatigue, those spirits of pain. Come out right now. I rebuke you. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. Come on, I rebuke those spirits of fatigue right now. Causing you to be tired all the time, being fatigued. You come out of there living in pain. Come out, 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 come out. I pray for your daughter, too, in Jesus' name. We bind those demons of deception. We bind any demons that are working against walking truth daughter right now. We cover her daughter with the blood of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for working in her life. I bind those demons that have been ministering to her, the lies, and I command you to stop in the name of Jesus. Stop it, stop it, stop it. We call out this girl to live for Jesus all the days of her life, Father. We claim her in the name of Jesus. We pray up a hedge of protection around her, Lord, in Jesus' name, that she will come out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord, and that the enemy will not prevail. We claim her. We call her into the kingdom right now in Jesus' name. We pray continue for that anxiety. You come out. All the way out, go, all anxiety, come out, 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 come out of there. In the name of Jesus, all anxiety, go, by the blood of Jesus, all anxiety, come out, 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 come on, all that anxiety. Oh, this is a big one we dealt with at the conference, too. I cast anxiety out of a lot of people, because a lot of Christians seem to be having problems with anxiety right now. Seems to be an attack on the church. Anxiety is a big one right now that the enemy's trying to psych the church into believing that they have. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of the chest, out of the neck, come out, come out. I bind you, stop tormenting, stop tearing, and come out. Anxiety, come out, all the way out, go. Fatigue, pain, keep coming, all the way out, all the way out. All that anxiety, go, 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 out, 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 out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus right now, be weakened by the blood and come out. Be weakened by the blood and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go by the blood of Jesus. Yes, you're defeated by the blood. You be weakened by the blood and go all the way out. All the way out. All lust, go too. Go. All lust, go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go. Loneliness, come out too. Loneliness, come out. All loneliness. We talk to that loneliness right now. We speak it to you, demon. You stop tormenting my brother and my sister and trying to keep them in a box, trying to keep them locked up in loneliness. I bind you. You come out of there. All that loneliness, trying to keep them all alone, trying to keep them away from other people, keep them out of relationships. We need one another. We need other people in our lives to love us and to care for us and we to care for them and to connect with. Come out, all that loneliness. We break the curse of loneliness to try to keep people in perpetual loneliness. Come out, 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 out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose them and let them go. Loose Josh. Loose. Could this be the end? Come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Keep coming out. Out, 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 out. By the blood of Jesus. You have to go. You have to go all the way out. All loneliness, all that spirit that blocks relationships, come out. That spirit that block relationship or break relationships up, we break and cancel that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, those spirits that are breaking up relationships or stopping you from having relationships with other people, come out. Come out right now. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The hindering relationship spirit. Hindrance, come out. Hindrance, come out. Hindrance, come out, 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 by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got to go. Oh, Father, just bless everybody that's listening, Father. We thank you for each one. Thank you for those in the chat room, Freedom Annie, Walking Truth, Bob and Judith and all that are there, Father, the blood. We just cover each one with the blood and pray, Lord, that you just keep them safe, Lord. Surround them with a hedge of protection day and night, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the glory of God would just show up in their lives, Father. They live in the glory, Father, that they have sensed the glory, the power, the presence of Jesus in their day-by-day life, Lord, that you just give them spiritual breakthroughs in their life as well, Father. I thank you for that in Jesus' name, and we just seal this deliverance to those who have received tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is Pastor John Kyle. Good to be with you tonight. Praise the Lord. Looks like my time about up. I want to encourage y'all to go to the website if you haven't been there, and you can support the ministry there if you desire to. And just go and click the donate button, support it. That'd be a blessing, and I know the Lord will bless you. TheOasisPlace.org, TheOasisPlace.org. You can also get my brand new book that's just off the press. Do You Have Demon Trouble there at the website as well? If you'd like to write to me, my address is Pastor John Kyle or the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162 in Billing, Montana, 59105. That's 59105. All right, we'll see you back next week, Lord willing, and I believe he is. And love y'all, and we'll talk to you soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. joy, wake his praise, glorious. Shout for joy, gonna make his praise, glorious. Shout for joy, make his praise, glorious. Shout for joy, shout for joy to God. Let all the earth sing, shout for joy to God. He is worthy, shout for joy to God. Let all the earth sing, shout for joy to God. He is worthy, make his praise glorious. Shout for joy, make his praise.